Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful. Hi, Paul Velleman here to discuss Chapter 5. Chapter 4 introduced displays and summaries for quantitative data. Chapter 5 elaborates on these ideas, comparing distributions for different groups. We also plant seeds of some of the deeper concepts that will flower into greater importance when we discuss inference later in the course. Chapter 5 follows a single variable, the daily wind speed measurements in the Hopkins Memorial Forest during a single year, as we consider summaries and distributions, first for the entire year, then for seasons, then by month, and finally at the day-by-day level. Each step reveals a new view of the data and introduces new concepts. Here are 10 important points to keep in mind. 1. We've seen how to display the shape of the distribution of a quantitative variable with a histogram and summarize its center and spread with calculated statistics. We'll use these ideas to compare distributions across groups. The chapter starts with a histogram of the wind speeds for the entire year. Remind students about the things we look for in a distribution: shape, center, spread, and extraordinary values. These will be what we compare across groups as well. 2. 5-number summaries, the minimum and maximum, 2 quartiles, and median, offer a concise collection of summary statistics, and they give the values we need to construct box plots. Box plots are used widely, so it's worth taking the time to construct one or more in front of the class. Mention that box plots actually show less about the distribution than a histogram does. For example, we can't see multiple modes and we really can't judge the shape of the distribution. Nevertheless, and partly for this reason, box plots are very effective for comparing groups. 3. When we compare groups with box plots, we look for trends or patterns in the centers, the medians shown by the lines across the boxes, and trends or patterns in the spreads, the IQRs shown by the boxes themselves. By contrast, when we compare groups with histograms, we often focus on the shapes of the distributions in each group. 4. Comparing box plots offers the first opportunity to discuss how our ability to discern differences in the centers of two groups depends on the size of the spreads. When there's little variation, we can be more confident that differences in the centers are not just random variation. Well, this is a fundamental concept for inference. Emphasize it now so students can start to become comfortable with this way of thinking. 5. Box plots also introduce the outlier nomination rule of thumb. Points more than 1.5 IQRs beyond the quartiles are plotted individually to call attention to them. We'll look for, discuss, and think about outliers throughout the rest of the course. Some outliers are blunders. These should be corrected if possible, and set aside otherwise. Other outliers are simply extraordinary values. These deserve very special attention because they may tell us more about the data than any other cases. This is our first chance to find and discuss them, and the chapter offers an example. 6. Emphasize that the 1.5 IQR method for identifying outliers in box plots is a rule of thumb, not a rule of the universe. Cases that fall outside the fences may be perfectly good data values, and cases that fall just inside the fences may be best considered outliers. The decision to treat an extreme value specially is one of those judgment calls that has no universal statistical test. 7. Box plots of the wind speeds by month show seasonal patterns in both the centers and the spreads. When we plot the daily values individually in a time plot, we see some other seasonal patterns more clearly. 8. Plotting against time raises for the first time the siren call of extrapolating into the future. We're all tempted over and over to treat statistics as a crystal ball, and humans have always wanted to see into the future. Start warning your students now not to make this error, and count on warning them again and again throughout the course. I ask my students not to extrapolate into the future, but if they must do so, not to believe the prediction. But if they must believe it, not to tell anybody they learned statistics from me. 9. The chapter has an excellent introduction to re-expressing data to simplify its structure. We'll return to these ideas in Chapter 10, but you may find this a good place to introduce them. The discussion here deals both with re-expressions to make a distribution more nearly symmetric, and with re-expressions to make the distributions of a single variable across several groups have more similar spreads. Both are regularities that will be important to us later in the course. 10. Don't miss the worst statistical graphic ever in the What Can Go Wrong section at the end of the chapter. It's worth some discussion in class. Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.